Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Elizabeth and Radar in the morning.
I wake up, I turn on the radio.
It makes me feel happy.
It's pretty fun.
On 99.1, The Mix.
When you're trying a new project at the house, you may go to YouTube, social media.
YouTube University, yeah.
Yeah, or you reach out to somebody that, you know, has done this project before. And for me, it is spray painting the base of our giant patio umbrella.
Yeah.
I learned that Radar is an expert at spray painting because he spray painted a bunch of things when he was younger, and you spray paint stuff around your house all the time.
I've got a light post that I spray painted last summer. It looks great. No drips, no nothing.
Yeah, the drips are a real issue.
The drips are hard. Yeah, it's hard to kind of master that, but you know, if you just kind of listen to what I was telling you the other day.
And I did. Right? I did. So yesterday what I did here, over the weekend when I was spray painting, and we were talking about it on the show with our weekend highlights and lowlights, I explained I was spray painting this patio umbrella base in the yard. And Radar, you mentioned the reason why it looks streaky is because outside you can't control the wind. And that
wind
you should do it in like a corner or in a garage with the garage door open.
Garage door open and then open one of the windows so you have some ventilation, obviously. Yeah. And you also don't want to do it outside because, you know, birds fly by or dust flies by and all of a sudden you're like, whoa, where did this come from? And when the paint's wet, it'll stick. So keep it in the garage, okay? And
understood.
It's well ventilated.
Understood.
Okay.
So we had it set up on the garage floor. I had Brace and my son filming me do this so that you can see the video and all of you listening up to the radio can hear the audio of what happened. And we have it set up on these couple 2x4s, so it's off the ground on a drop cloth. The spray paint finally showed up because we'd ordered more of it online. And I'm taking your instructions. And so watch this video.
Okay. We're going to watch it together.
And take a listen and see how I did. We had a little bit of a crisis, though, that happened.
Oh, okay.
Radar said I'm supposed to not hold it in one spot.
Right.
Just go left to right. Press and go left to right. Brace, are you good at spray painting?
No.
You're not?
I can do it, but I'm not.
You like shaking it, though. That's for sure.
I just feel like, how do you do this and not get streaks? Mm-hmm. With a paintbrush. You go back over it. All right. It is fun.
Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Now what are you doing? What are you?
All right, let's see.
I'm spraying the top.
You don't do it.
This is where it was chipping.
Left and right. You just went one way. What it, see?
Right, I think that's the best we're going to get right now.
The best you're going to get?
No, explain. I went left. Okay.
So
I'll be the spray can, a sound effect. I went, shh, left to right.
You
hit the corner, and the corner has drips. How do I handle a corner? What did I do wrong?
But then you stopped, okay?
Yes, at the end of the patio umbrella base.
Then you took your finger off the nozzle, but then instead of going from right to left and hitting the nozzle and then coming back, you went all the way back left and started over again. It's like you were starting at one spot and going just left to right all the time.
It's consecutive?
It's consecutive. You have to go left, hold the
nozzle. Do a sound effect for me.
Okay, ready? When I hold the nozzle in, that's my sound effect.
You're going left to right.
So I'm left, then I stop. Now I keep my arm there.
On the right side.
I start a little bit lower than where I just ended and come back to
right to
left.
So now you go right to left.
So yeah, back and forth. Kind of like the little marble game that would go back and forth when you're looking at it. Yeah, that's
kind of like cutting the grass. Like you have to go back over.
Yeah, you don't cut the grass straight and then turn around and come back and then start over again and keep going the same way.
But what do I do with the corners, man? The corners. The corners are where it really chipped. I mean, this patio base is about 8 years old. That's where it chips. How do I do that? Because I had big goobers there.
You could start with the corners real quick, back and forth. And then that way when you meet it from the long distance.
So I don't go up and down with the
don't
corners.
Don't go up and down because otherwise you're going, exactly. You're going back and forth on the big part and you go up and down. You wouldn't do that at home. You don't paint like a corner this way and then all of a sudden go sideways on the wall. Otherwise you're going to see the lines.
Okay,
well, we just bring this thing in. We'll just do it here in the garage at the radio station. Can you drag it in here and we'll just spray it for you?
I could bring it in. You think you can help me?
Let's do it. Bring it in.
All right, I might try it again today.
Are you going to give us an update after
today? I'll give you an update.
Let's do that.
I'm excited to learn something new.
Yeah.
And then when Eric saw it, he's like, it's fine. It's gonna probably chip anyways. Because we have to step on this base to open and close this giant umbrella. And the dogs run over it. And it gets weathered. I mean, again, it's been sitting outside.
Ladies, anytime a husband says, yeah, it looks fine. That's just basically saying, I don't want to correct you.
Yeah, he's like, it's done.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.